Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Campus protesters arrested.
You are to leave the area immediately.
Talking with China.
This is important progress, but more needs to be done.
Death in police custody.
They're going to kill me. They're going to kill me.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's been a crackdown on some college campuses where there have been pro-Palestinian protests and encampments.
You're under arrest for criminal trespass.
CBS's Jason Allen says demonstrators want action, school administrators want order.
Overnight, Ohio State University joined the growing list of colleges demonstrating against Israel's war in Gaza. A similar scene at Emory University. Social media video showed officers tearing down tents and appearing to use a taser on someone pinned to the ground. It came a day after more than 50 people were arrested at the University of Texas at Austin. Both police and protesters have at times crossed a line, says Greg Lukianoff, the president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression.
You don't have a generalized First Amendment right to turn the public area of a campus into a camping ground. But definitely we've seen at places like Emory and places like UT Austin, police taking things much too far.
The University of Southern California, scene of protests, has canceled its main commencement ceremony. There was also controversy over the cancellation earlier of the valedictorian's speech. Now to New York, CBS's Robert Costa reports former President Trump's lawyers will resume their cross-examination of the opening prosecution witness in the criminal hush money trial, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker.
Pecker took the stand, explaining how he and Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen worked together to catch and kill negative stories. In one instance, Pecker paid former Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 for the rights to her story about an alleged affair with Trump. Pecker testified Cohen told him to go ahead and buy this story and the boss will take care of it. McDougal spoke about the payments in 2018.
If Donald Trump hadn't been running for president, do you believe this deal would have been made?
Probably not. No.
And when the now infamous Access Hollywood tape surfaced weeks before the election.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Pecker says discussions heated up about how to handle allegations from adult film star Stormy Daniels about a sexual encounter with Trump that he says didn't happen. Pecker testified he refused to pay and suggested Cohen pay her himself, which he did. Trump is charged with falsifying business records to hide the repayment to Cohen.
It's possible Trump's federal election trial could be delayed until after November's voting. It's not clear how soon a Supreme Court decision will come on the Trump push for immunity after arguments yesterday. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
I absolutely do not count to five, meaning five out of the nine justices, on either extreme position. On either that there's no immunity or that there's absolute immunity.
Secretary of State Blinken is in China, where he says the two countries have agreed to meet on artificial intelligence. He met today with President Xi about Ukraine, Taiwan, and other issues.
I encourage China to use its influence to discourage Iran and its proxies from expanding the conflict in the Middle East and to press Pyongyang to end its dangerous behavior and engage in dialogue.
Newly released police body cam video shows what happened leading up to the death of a black man after he was arrested following a car accident in Canton, Ohio. CBS's Elaine Quijano.
As officers approach 53-year-old Frank Tyson, a struggle ensues as they try to restrain him.
Get on the ground!
Officers take Tyson down to the ground.
They're going to kill me!
And begin handcuffing him, with one of the officers appearing to have one of his knees on Tyson's back.
Calm down!
As they continue struggling, Tyson can be heard saying he can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
You're fine.
Nearly 5.5 minutes pass before the officers check on him.
Can you calm down?
He might be out.
There's a sentencing hearing in Colorado today for a paramedic who was convicted in connection with the death in police custody of Elijah McClain in the Denver area in 2019. The 23-year-old was put in a chokehold during a traffic stop and was injected with a powerful sedative.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
The construction of a new port in Gaza is underway. It will feature a floating dock built by the U.S. military. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
Relief supplies will be delivered to the dock by ship and then transferred by smaller vessels to a causeway where they will be trucked ashore into Gaza for distribution by aid organizations. U.S. officials say they expect the operation to begin in the first week of May, delivering 90 truckloads of supplies a day and building up to 150 a day.
The FDA now says one out of every five pasteurized milk samples has come back with fragments of bird flu. It's further evidence the outbreak in dairy cows may be wider than first thought. Experts say the risk to humans is low. Me Too advocates say their message has not been derailed by the overturning of Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction by New York's highest court. Ashley Judd, the first actor to claim sexual harassment against Weinstein, was on CBS Mornings.
We continue to have to deal with the aftershocks. You know, I should be doing all kinds of other things with my time instead of continuing to cope with a serial sexual rapist.
Police in Maryland say a high school athletic director used AI to impersonate the principal on an audio recording. The clip contained racist and anti-Semitic content and spread on social media. It caused the principal to be temporarily removed from his job. Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski.
As we continue to embrace emerging technology and its potential for innovation and social good, we must also remain vigilant against those who would abuse it for malicious intent.
Prior to all this, the Pikesville High School principal had raised concern about suspect Dazan Darian's work performance. The FCC has restored rules to prevent broadband internet providers from favoring some sites and apps over others. Net neutrality, as it's called, was first issued in 2015, but rescinded during the Trump administration. At the National Football League draft, star USC quarterback Caleb Williams was the top pick selected by the Chicago Bears.
My goal is to get as far into February as I can. That's the point of playing football, is to win championships. That's the reason why I play.
Quarterbacks also went second and third. Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels to Washington and Drake May to New England. Six quarterbacks were among the first 12 selections.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A classic book series is getting a new treatment.
Lumos.
Audible's set to re-record all 7 Harry Potter books.
You must expect great things from you.
But it won't just be one person reading the massive series. These recordings will have a full cast with more than 100 actors, immersive entertainment, and high-quality sound.
Me, Harry Potter.
The audiobooks will premiere late next year. The originals will still be available, too. Those recordings were first published in 1999 and launched on Audible in 2015. They've since racked up 1.4 billion listening hours around the world. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The directive last week for all Chipotle workers and corporate staff was they couldn't select chicken in their work meals. Company supplies were low because of a reintroduced menu item. Now that order has been rescinded. And that's the CBS World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.